Oh my God, Dee Dee got a podcast?
What?
Dee Dee got a podcast.
What? What's the tea? What's the vibe? What's the hype? Yeah, we live. Talk a little this, a little bit of that. A little bit of love, a little bit of ratchet. That's Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. You a bad bitch. You a savage. Making money is a habit.
It's Dee Dee's Dope Podcast, you guys. I'm so excited to talk with this woman. Because, you know, we all watch her on Love and Marriage Huntsville. Went through a divorce. She's here, everybody. Melody Holt. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. We've been talking. Well, first of all, I got to tell everybody, I already started with my mimosas. I started with, you didn't want one.
No, not today, but I do have an event that I do called Mimosas with Melody, which is a women empowering event that I do every year. So you just joining on in.
I know it.
The Mimosas with Melody.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do today is we're going to empower.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Let's empower everybody. First of all, how did you go? Number one, I didn't realize this. You're a producer of the show. Mm-hmm. Did you come up with the concept, everything?
Yes. Yeah, so my ex and I, we actually had an idea to have a show based out of Huntsville, Alabama, mm-hmm. Which, of course, you know, to some is considered a small city, right? Alabama has never had a reality TV show. So we wanted to really showcase our family, you know, being young, Black, building a $1 million company from scratch into a multi-$1 million in 5 years. We wanted to show that we were growing our family. I was having our babies.
Yeah.
So the idea was just really to have a show surrounding our lives, our mm-hmm. everyday lives. And so we actually met with Carlos King
mm-hmm.
and shared with him our treatment, which is pretty much where you yep. put together some episode possibilities and our idea for a show. 3 years later, I kind of kept staying in contact with him, selling Huntsville to him. Like, there were events, galas, all of that. I was like, hey, look what's happening. You need to get to Huntsville.
Wow.
And so eventually we got a contract and that opened up the door for him to have a time frame to get the show sold. And now here we are 4 years later.
So you were persistent.
Absolutely. Anything, I would tell anyone, if there's something you want to do, don't expect it to happen overnight because it very well may not happen that way. But if you really want it, you keep going and you keep pushing and working for it. And so,
okay. You weren't worried that you were coming off as a pest at all or you were stalking him? You were like, I don't care. Like what?
No, I wasn't worried at all. But I also wasn't overly communicative. So what I would do is, I would text him here and there, not every day.
Okay, because that was going to say.
Not every day, here and there. And so we actually ended up putting a reel together. He saw it. He was like, he called. Oh, my gosh. I want to work with you guys. I want to get your show. I don't want you to work with anybody else. And so he sent a contract that day to allow him to get the show sold.
He's the guy, I understand.
He's
okay.
The reality TV.
Yeah, because my girlfriend, Claudia Jordan, had told me she wanted me to do a show with her one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
So Claudia. Also, my manager manages Claudia.
Oh, really?
Yes,
okay.
She does.
So Claudia wanted me to do a show with her, and she was like, you got to meet Carlos King. It's with him. Yeah. It's with him. And I was just like, okay, yeah, okay. And we never did do it. I mean, she's doing other stuff now, but
yes,
he is the guy. So shouts out to him and congrats to him, right, as I raise my mimosa. Okay, so here you went from what, being a school teacher?
Yes. So I have a degree in English education. So I taught middle school for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And I love teaching. I love my students. You know, I was able to, I guess, kind of relate with them because they were 12, 13, 14, and I went in the classroom at 22. So I wasn't that far removed age-wise.
Yeah.
So I always came up with creative ways to teach, you know, and make it fun. Like, I would have them creating raps. They would come in rapping songs, and they're like, oh, you know it. Yes, I do know that song. So because of that, it caused, honestly, for them to respect me. I didn't have a lot of behavioral problems, but I knew that for the level of living and the level of giving that I wanted to have, teacher salary wasn't going to do that.
Okay.
So my ex and I actually started a cleaning business, a lawn care business while we were teaching. And eventually I was able to resign and he was able to resign. And we got into an industry called property preservation, which is a multi-billion-dollar industry mainly dominated by white males.
Really?
And I started teaching a class, a master course that I have. Mm-hmm. I started teaching June of 2020 was my first class. I've had over 500 students go through my course to date, mostly African-American women.
Nice.
And I help them get into this industry and start to create generational wealth and get another stream of income.
Yep.
And so they can live the life they want.
Yeah, because you have multiple streams of income. You really, I mean, and I was saying to you when you came in, like, how do you do it all? Because you have four kids. Do you have help? Do you have a nanny?
No, I don't have a nanny.
Okay.
No, I don't have a nanny, but I do have an amazing village.
Okay.
So when there are things that I need to do, you know, I have people who are like, no, you're not turning this down. Go do it. We got you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's so important. Even when I reflect back to when I was growing up, my mother, you know, she had an amazing village. I had, you know, those neighbors that I call auntie, mm-hmm. and they really mm-hmm. weren't auntie.
Right. Exactly.
But, you know, just that community feeling of love. And I'm from a very small town, like one red light.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Well, dang.
So, yeah. So okay. everybody knew everybody. Mm-hmm. And so just having that love and support is definitely why I'm able to go after the goals and dreams that I'm wanting to accomplish, which also are opening doors for my children
yeah.
for whatever they may want to do.
How old are your kids?
10, 9, 6, and 2.
Ooh, girl. Wait. So for those that don't know and may not have watched the show, you were married to Martel, mm-hmm. which I will tell you this. Yeah, Ninja is fine, baby. I will tell you that. I mean, is that what got you? What attracted you to him?
So we were in college.
Mm-hmm.
I got married at 22. So we met my senior year.
Okay.
So we had a class together and I was like the class clown and I'm still very silly to this day. So mm-hmm. I was the one who would come in class all the time, making jokes, making everybody laugh, cutting up. And one day I was just like, behind you, what's your name?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. and he was like, Martel, mm-hmm. ha ha, you know. And so from there, we went on our first date. I think that same day, actually, we went and saw Daddy's Little Girls. It had just come out.
Wow.
And so we went on our first date. And after that, every day, he was hitting me up. You want to go to the park? You want to go out to eat? You want to go to the movies? You want to come to the house? You
uh-huh.
Every day. And so we got engaged 9 months later, married 7 months after that. And so...
Oh.
I will say that I was attracted to his ambition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw that ambition in him and that was very attractive.
Wow. But here's the thing, because, you know, again, if somebody doesn't watch the show, mm-hmm. you guys were married how long? 10 years?
No, we were together 14, married. We just got divorced last year.
Oh,
08, so 13 years.
13 years. Married 13 years. And after that, you guys got a divorce because he cheated.
One of the reasons.
One
main
of them.
Reason.
The main reason.
Yeah. The main reason.
He was cheating for how long?
Actually, now I know it was 7 years that he...
Girl, I thought they said 5. I thought it was 5.
Well, okay. So let me be clear. I left in 2020. Mm. I found out that he started this affair in 2015.
Oh.
So that's 5 years technically. And then after I left, they had a baby. So their relationship has been a 7-year span. But yeah, 5 years of...
And you didn't know?
The first 2 years, I did not. I found out in 2017.
How'd you find out?
Actually, so you know how women have this
intuition? Girl, that thing is real, ain't it?
It is very real.
Man.
It is very real. And for me, I'm not the type of person when I'm in a relationship where I am going to check your phone or I'm looking for things. First of all, I'm too busy to be just trying to look for stuff. I got too much I'm doing,
yes, you do.
Right?
Yes, you do.
Being two, like I had two, I was having kids. I wasn't looking for anything, but... Whenever something didn't feel right to me and I started my search, like something's off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I found everything out in like 24 hours.
Really? 24 but you hours. Stayed. That was in 2017.
That was in 2017.
But yes, you stayed.
I did.
Why?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that, and that was my first issue, main issue in my marriage.
Right.
First issue pertaining to infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't ready to walk away from that just from one instant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He was very apologetic.
Really?
Of course. Very apologetic. I don't know why I did this. I want my family. Stuff.
You know what they say, girl. I know. I hear you. You like, this old cliche ass stuff. Okay,
yeah,
but go ahead.
But then at the time.
But we like it though.
It was like, okay, you know, I'm not just going to walk. We had beautiful children, successful businesses. We pretty much grown up together, you know. You're talking about 22
wow.
to 30. I was what, 32, 33 or so?
Wow.
I wasn't just going to throw it away from this one thing. So 2017, I found out. I thought everything was done and over. Turned out it wasn't. Mm. Then turned out it wasn't again. And eventually I left.
Yeah.
My baby was 3 months old when I left.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the part I didn't know.
Yeah, my baby was 3 months. So I had Sugar Mama. That's everybody's mm-hmm. little cyber niece that they
right.
love. I had her in December.
Uh-huh.
I left April 4th of 2020.
Girl.
December 19th, I had her. Left April 4th. And I didn't know at the time when I left, but watch how God works. He's so amazing. I found out after I left that the other young woman was pregnant.
So let me just say something. God is amazing. And so are you. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. You're amazing because being pregnant and emotionally, I don't have kids, right? And but I also know what emotions, what it does to you, you know, hormones and everything. And then afterwards and what you're dealing with in terms of you had kids who were looking up to you like mommy and they need your strength.
And the pandemic. The pandemic had just started. March 2020. I left in April.
The fact that you had the strength to leave is I applaud you for that. I give you your flowers right now, because I can only imagine how hard that must have been and difficult. But you did it. And so I just want to applaud you for that. That's amazing. So when we talk about this man, and did you ever see any signs whatsoever early on? You know, they often say a person will show you who they are. It's about whether or not you choose to believe it or see it.
So believe it or not, I didn't.
Really?
Not in terms of cheating. No. There were other things that I knew he needed to work on in terms of communication, anger management, things like that. But cheating, no. He was very much so that person. I guess you could say he was a hell of a good cheater.
Wow.
He was that person who didn't go out a lot with his boys. It wasn't like, oh, he's always out. Right. Why you ain't home? It was none of that.
And how did he cheat? Where was he when he was cheating?
So I think that was part of entrepreneurs at a young age. You know what I'm saying?
You can make your own hours. Yeah.
You out. You know what I'm saying? You're not in a building from 9 to 5.
Yep.
So he made it work. He needed to make it work.
All right. So when I was saying to you that he is fine now, because let me tell you what scene I saw. And me and my girlfriend said this one. When you got mad when he came into the room at 1:30 in the morning trying to talk about he was going to apologize to you. Uh-huh. Y'all were on the, okay. And we all said, but they said what he needs to wear. First of all, they did say he needs to wear a size bigger. My girlfriend says his clothes are too tight. Mm-hmm. Did you ever dress him, by the way, when you guys were together? Would you dress him?
No.
Or he dressed himself?
He dressed himself.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone back to an ex before? Mm-mm. Like, no. You know what I mean? Like, once it's over, have you ever gone back?
No, I'm a Scorpio. So my Scorpio energy is kind of one of those things where when we cut you off, we're done.
Yeah. So you're saying you guys would never, because you're such a beautiful couple.
Oh. So much. I agree. I think we were a very beautiful couple as well, mm-hmm. You know, despite everything that happened. We were a beautiful couple. But what I will say is it's not all about the outward.
I agree.
Like, even when you say, oh, he's fine, right? I quickly learned through this situation, I don't care about you going to the gym every day.
Nope.
Because you're willing to work on your outer, but tell me what you're doing to work on your inner. How many therapy sessions are you going? What things are you taking the time to Google to be a better person, to be a better husband, to be a better friend? And he wasn't doing
that. I often tell my friends that and people ask me advice, you know, because I've been married now. I think it'll be 12 years, right?
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. Right? I didn't think. And I'm so dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. I mean, I come from dysfunction. Mm-hmm. I didn't have my father in my household or anything like that. And a lot of people say that has a lot to do with women and our relationship with men. Too, right? When you don't have that father. Did you have a father figure?
No, I grew up in a single parent home. As he did as well.
Okay. So he also, there's things that a man doesn't get and doesn't see when he doesn't have that father around, right? Mm-hmm. And I always tell my girlfriends too, when they start looking for guys, I always say, hey, listen, you didn't break up with the guy because of how tall he was or what kind of car he drove or whatever. You didn't break up with him for those reasons. You broke up because either he lied, he had no integrity, he wasn't honest, he wasn't hard.
Not emotionally available.
Right. All of those things. You didn't break up because of all of the outside stuff that we love to celebrate on social media.
Yeah.
Don't we love to celebrate looks and how it looks in the car and his job and we on vacation. So I love the fact that you recognize that. And again, I jokingly say that, yes, he is a handsome man and looks good. But when I did watch even the reunion last year, I was like, oh, he's on my nerves so bad, though.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. But you're moving forward. Are you dating?
No, I have dated, but I'm not currently dating.
I know, because he tried to make it sound like you were a side chick.
Yeah, I know, of course. What I have learned is people like to project themselves, their insecurities, and what they have going on you.
Yep.
And I want to go back to something you mentioned, which is coming from environments maybe where both parents weren't in the home. So one of the things for me that I did after I walked away from my marriage was I've spent more time alone than I've spent alone my whole life. And that was because I was determined to overcome any abandonment issues that I had. Because a lot of times as women, we'll stay in situations because we don't want to be alone, right? And so I was determined that for whatever God has for me for the future, I don't want to still have that issue to where I'm willing to stick in something that I know ain't right. So I will tell any person, take time to heal, take time to get to know yourself, take time to love yourself. I take trips by myself all the time, out of the country and all, I go by myself. And it's amazing.
I got to be honest. That's what I did before I got married. I thought I would never get married, actually. And I was okay with it, right? Yeah. I was like, look, I'm good. Life is good for me. I'm blessed and I got family. I can travel. And I always tell people that. I always tell women, be by yourself. Get to know yourself. Love yourself first. You know what I mean? Have that relationship with yourself first and depend on you. And then at that point, no man could ever come in and you'd be like, oh, girl, he's my whole world. He won't be your world. He'll help, you know what I mean, make your world better. Absolutely. But he's not going to be your whole world.
And you know what I say to the men
who are watching? Come on, girl. Let's go.
To the men who are watching, you know, don't allow yourself to be intimidated by having a woman who is independent, who is able to take care of herself, who is able to take herself on her own trips. Because you have a lot of men who look at women like us. I'm sure when you were single, right? And they're like, I mean, what can I do for
her? That's what they often say.
What can I do for her? She does it. She can do whatever. She can go when she wants to go. She can buy what she wants to buy. But there are other things that you can fulfill that don't necessarily equate to money. So are you there for me emotionally?
Thank you.
Are you there for support? You know what I'm saying? Are you there as my friend? Those are things my money, I don't care how much I have, I can't buy.
Yep.
So it makes, I'm sure, dating tough.
Yeah, I know for you. Yeah, because and then we'll come back to the ex again because I mean, because really, you guys are the star of that show. You know it, right? Oh my God, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all are the star of the show. And so I have to go there. You know what I mean? And the fact that you continue to even shoot and do the show with him through all of this is amazing. And you're going to continue to do it, right? You're going to continue to do the show and him, you know what I mean, with him on it and just.
So I have a merch line that says God Said Go that has been very successful. I've sold plenty around the whole country. And I don't move until God tells me to move.
Good.
So until that drops in my spirit, I will be there. How much filming I'll be doing with him is up in the air. I don't know about that because I am protective of my peace. I'll be honest with you. I worked really hard to get to a place where I can be genuinely happy. Where I can be at peace, where I can wake up and smile every day, laugh, cut up. Sometimes I'm in the house laughing by myself.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I'm very careful when it comes to that. And anything or anybody that could potentially disrupt it, I kind of don't really like to.
Oh, good. Okay. So you're like, So let's talk about all the businesses that you have. Because we're going to talk about the book. You did the forward for a book, and we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But let's see, you have lipstick or makeup?
I do.
Wait, you're a producer.
I am.
You're a producer.
I am a producer for Love and Marriage Huntsville. Mm-hmm. I do have a partnership with Posner Cosmetics, which has been around for a very long time. That's my lipstick line. I have a skincare line called 7th Avenue Premier Skincare. I launched it in February. It has been doing amazingly well. Natural, vegan. I worked with a black female chemist out of Dallas, actually. She's been a chemist for 18 years. And it's been doing great. I have a production company called Tilted Crowns Productions. My manager and I went in on that together. So we are constantly shooting and pitching shows. shows for that. I am an author. I have my master class that I teach as well. So I teach my students live on Monday nights. And I enjoy doing those Zooms with them and just getting them in the game of property preservation. And then, of course, I have my four children. I have my singing career that I launched last year. So I've had some singles to hit number one, and that has been fun. And it's been really a release for me of my emotions and sharing my story even more. And a lot of women have been able to relate to
it. I think the title is better than I Bust the Windows Out Your Car that Jasmine Sullivan did. I mean, come on, tell everybody the title of your song.
Telltale Signs. Telltale Signs. I have a single called Side Chick Award.
Yep.
And I have a single called Down.
Side Chick Award. You know,
that was a fun song.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so interesting you would talk about that with the side chicks, because I was going to tell you, on the podcast, we do the DD's, debate that, topic. And I was going to ask you about that. Are side chicks winning? Because that was a topic we did on the air. And a lot of women side chicks say they're winning. Are they winning?
I don't think for me, being as a side chick is ever winning. In my opinion. I mean, that's not a win. Sharing someone for me is not a win.
Mm. You know, they say that they get the best of him, that when he's there with them, that he's happy and they have a good time and it's romantic and loving and beautiful. And then when he goes home to the wife, she's losing because she now has to fight with him over the bills and the kids and the this and the that. And that's why side they chicks like say they're winning.
Okay, well, maybe so. And we're going to have to ask some side chicks.
I know it, right?
Call some up right? if you want to. I know a few if you want to.
So you never, ever were involved in a situation where there was some man sharing going on or you were a side chick? Never?
Not knowingly, ever.
Not knowingly, no. Okay. No woman ever called you up and said, girl, you messing with my man?
Hell no.
Girl, that happened to me.
It did. Oh, yeah. That has never happened to me. I've had somebody try to call and check me about them messing with my man, my husband. I'm like, oh.
You know, my mama used to say that, though. Okay, wait.
Girl.
So a woman had called you about Martell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A different woman?
No.
The same one?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this chick won't go nowhere, this goddamn girl. Okay, well, listen. Well, let me just say this. Here's the thing my mama said. My mama told me a long time ago, she said, if a woman has to call you or you have to call another woman about your man, mm-hmm. it's over.
Yeah.
If another woman is calling you, because she did call you, and now your marriage is over. And if you had to call another woman to say, are you messing with my man? We got problems in the marriage.
That's true. Absolutely.
So that is the I'm telling you, somebody had told me this. I was supposed to write a book about my mom. But some of the stuff she says is so on point. But she's right about that. Absolutely. Did you ever go through his pockets and do all that kind of stuff?
No.
You said you didn't do that ever?
Mm-mm,
no. But the girl called you. What'd she say to you?
Well, so the thing...
Because I'll tell you what the girl said to me.
I will tell you the first piece of... the first incident that happened that raised my eyebrows, right? We were at home in our kitchen, sitting down at the table. And he was over by the sink. I was at the table. His phone was on the table, and it kept ringing.
Hold on a second. Like, Melody, hold on a second. Uh-huh. Can we not always know where we are and where everything is when something go down?
Because
you just described where the refrigerator was.
He was over there at the kitchen sink. I was at the table, the round brown table.
You let me...
The
girl.
Cream on the on the chair. I remember.
Oh! God
absolutely.
Dang it. Okay, go
I
ahead.
I remember in the nook area.
Yeah.
Oh!
Girl, we remember. Okay, go ahead.
So I was sitting there. His phone was on the table. And it kept ringing.
Uh-huh.
I was like, who is... So finally I answered. I was like, hello? And they were like, put Martell on the phone.
Oh, hell to the no. No, ma'am.
Yeah. And so anyway.
So what'd you say?
They kept calling back.
I know you were like, bitch, who is this?
Of course.
Okay, good.
And so they kept calling back. And he was very silent. But then, of course, he went into, I don't know who that is. Da, da, da. But now, you know, that's of the past, 2017.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Years later, it is.
Now you know.
I'm happy, free, living my best life. And
and successful and thriving.
Absolutely. God has been amazing to me.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, after what you've gone through, do you have a limit when you get into a relationship now? Will there be a limit where you go, this is it, I'm out now?
Absolutely. I think that. First of all, again, I was 22 when I got married. I'm 36 now.
Okay.
So red flags, I will see them as, you know, they say that sometimes red flags can look like six flags when you're having fun.
Oh,
right?
That's a good one.
So.
Yeah, they can. Though.
right. So I will definitely pay more attention to those red flags and definitely be out quicker.
Mm-hmm.
I think my patience level is a little bit different.
Okay.
And I wouldn't.
Good. Okay, so Melody, let's talk about. Okay, you talked about your album. I mean, you're single. Everything that you will you do another one?
Oh yeah,
you're doing that.
I already have others recorded.
Okay,
I'm just waiting to release them when I feel like.
Okay.
It.
Also, another question, because Love and Marriage Huntsville is so successful, and all of the stuff you got going on, are you still living in Huntsville, or are you going to leave?
I'm in Huntsville at the moment.
You think
more than anything, I'll be bi-coastal.
Okay. Where do you think you'll live? L.A. or?
I'll probably have a place in L.A. and Atlanta.
Oh, come on. That's big time right there. When you say I'm a L.A. and Atlanta,
yeah.
I'm thinking just L.A. I'm thinking
no,
too small.
Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been looking.
So. Okay. So you, okay. Because I was wondering, because with everything that's going on, I'm thinking, how is she going to stay in Huntsville?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And now tell me about the book.
Okay. So Pretty and Prestigious, which is I'm here in Dallas. I've been here before. Everybody is always so nice when I come to Dallas. But I was, you know, given the opportunity to write a foreword for a book called Pretty and Prestigious. Mm-hmm. You know, we as women, we've all gone through things. We've had some very low lows that helped us get to some highs, right? And so this book brings stories of many women and them sharing their experiences from battling with depression, divorce, homelessness, all of that. And so when I was asked to write the foreword, I said, absolutely I will. Mm-hmm. And my prayer and hope is that Pretty and Prestigious helps many women who are going through the same thing. I think it's important for us to know that we're not alone.
Right.
Sometimes when we're going through things, we think it's just us or something's wrong with us or we've done something so wrong. And that's why all of this, you know, nothing's going right for us. So I think it's great to be able to hear stories that we can relate to and mm-hmm. know that it's not just you.
Mm-hmm. Are you offended then if I say, because you know what you're talking about and all of these women to me, I'm hearing strong women, right?
Absolutely.
And certainly what comes to my mind is going to be a strong Black woman, you know, strong Black women. Are you offended by that term? Because a lot of people are.
No, not at all.
You know that people and some women have gotten so offended by the strong Black woman term. They said, no, we're soft, and that the world sees us a certain way, that we need everybody to know we're soft too. And we need to, and that some people are offended and you're not.
No, I'm not.
I'm not either.
You're like, I'm not either.
I'm not either. And the reason why I say that is that I often tell everybody, had our mothers crumbled or our grandmothers crumbled, when things got tough and said, I can't go on anymore, I'm soft too, and I need to go, blah, blah, blah. I said, we wouldn't be where we are today. You know, strength is a virtue to me. And I think that we need that. I think our system, we're the backbones. Women, to me, in the Black community, we are the backbones of our community. And so if we were to crumble and all of a sudden say, this is too much, we just keep going. We got to keep going. We have to keep going for our culture, for our families, for everything. So that's why I go, yeah, I'm a strong Black woman. And I'm okay with owning it and walking around with a flag. It ain't going to be a red one.
That part.
It ain't going to be Six Flags. How do the people get the book? Tell everybody how they can get the book.
Absolutely. So if you go to prettyandprestigious.com or come to the gala.
Yep.
If you're in the city, come to the gala tonight. Everyone gets a free copy of the book with their ticket purchase.
Okay. So. All right. And are you going on a tour with the book, or you're just in Dallas?
Right now we're just in Dallas.
Okay. Okay. And so everybody can get the book. Anything you want to promote and tell everybody, and
continue to watch Love and Marriage Huntsville, only on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yep. And it's coming back in September.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It will be back in September. So we're on a mid-season break right now. We just had our mid-season finale. Mm-hmm. And so, definitely, you know, be on the lookout for September. It's going to be spicy.
Okay.
It's going to be spicy. We actually even, Martell and I did our first trip, co-parenting trip together with the kiddos.
Oh, God.
So, you know.
The cameras were there?
Yeah.
How did the kids deal? Are they doing okay? Are they doing okay with this?
So, I can only speak from my, you know, what happens in my home.
Right.
I can say that I've worked extremely hard because, to make sure they're good, because of the fact that at the end of the day, they are the victims to the situation. They're innocent, mm-hmm. right? And I don't want them to be overlooked. So, mm-hmm. I have them in therapy. They do therapy when they're with me. They love doing therapy. They're like, Mom, is Miss Dominique coming
nice.
This week? Is she coming? Because they actually talk to her and they open up and they feel comfortable. So she's created that safe space for them. Mm-hmm. And I want them to feel like they have more than just me that mm-hmm. love them and that they can talk to, right? In a safe space. So I have them in therapy. I've made sure that the level of living that they were used to and accustomed to, there hasn't been change with
Good.
That. So
mm-hmm.
I still take them out ever since I left. I've still been taking them on their trips to Destin,
nice.
To Opryland, and doing
Good.
My part.
You know, do you feel that are you thriving more
Absolutely.
Since the divorce?
Absolutely. You can never be in your full potential or at your best when you're on an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
And so for me, being able to, again, be in a place of peace, where, you know, I say all the time, there are people who depend on me to be at my best, because when I get paid, they get paid, right?
Yep.
I have children, so mommy makes money. They, you know, their accounts grow,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's one of those things where I have to be at a good space at all times so that I can reach everything that I'm supposed to reach and be at my highest potential.
I am so impressed with you, girl. That man is a fool. You know what? He's dumb. He's dumb. You know, don't they make some of the most dumbest decisions, don't they, as men?
Yeah.
And they don't even realize when they have an unbelievable helpmate, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And look at how you're thriving today. He's just a dumbass to me. But I would still interview him and look at his body. I'm sorry, I know that's your ex, but
well,
I would.
That's okay. I mean, never mind. Yeah.
And I'm married.
Fine.
Look, and I'm married. I know my husband probably sitting at home like, wait, what? What?
You just said look.
I know it. I'll look or whatever. Well, I hope you find love. I really do. I want you to find a guy who really is worth you. You're, I mean, because you're so amazing. Are you thinking about, wait, real quick, before we go, are you thinking about doing online dating?
No.
Why?
No. Now, let me be honest. I don't have a problem with online dating. I think it can be successful. It has been successful for some people. What's so interesting is I find myself sharing with my friends, like, I may be by myself for the rest of my life and I really don't care.
See, like I was.
Yeah, and I'd be like, and I really don't care. And they'd be like, no, Melody, you're not going to be by yourself for the rest of your life. You are too beautiful. You are too smart. And I'm like, but I can have all that just for me, right? I don't have to
have a man. That's when you're going to find him. That's what they always say when the man comes on. But I don't even think you're ready. You just got out of you're getting a chance to just enjoy you, you, be with your kids.
I am.
So you don't even have
to. That's the most important for me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm literally having to rebuild.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got married at 22. So I'm having to rebuild from the ground up. And that's where my focus is.
Yeah, I think I saw where you were saying how being single and you were barbecuing.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
He used to do all the barbecue.
Because he wasn't a cook. So I was the cook. So I was the one who would cook dinner and all of that. So we barbecue. I'm going to cook the sides. I'm going to season the meat. He's going to put it on the grill. Mm-hmm. So I did order me a grill, believe it or not, a whole year ago, and I just used it. But I was determined to use
it. I know
it.
I saw it. I was like, oh, my gosh, she had her hot dogs.
I mean, the grill was good. I had some steak, hamburgers, hot dogs, and the hamburgers were done all the way through.
I love it. Did he ever burn up the meat? Because sometimes them men be acting like they good on the grill, and you be like.
No, he a barbecue.
He was good?
Yeah, he a barbecue.
You give him his credit.
I mean, I'm just going to be honest.
You still love that man?
No, but I'm going to be honest, though.
You do love him, though.
No, but I'm going to be honest.
You have to love him because he's the father of your children.
I'm going to be honest.
My damn mimosas kicked in. Girl, I'm just laughing. I love it. I love it. All right, fine. Anyways, well, everybody, yes, watch Love and Marriage Huntsville.
That's right.
And follow you online. Let everybody know how to follow you.
So you can follow me online, Melody S. Holt. Melody S. Yeah, that's why I need to drop Holt off my social media.
Uh-uh.
Instagram will answer.
You're going
to
drop the name.
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm already working on that. So, Melody.
Oh, he's going to be mad.
Holt right now.
He's going to be mad. Is he going to be mad if you drop the name? He's like, oh, I don't have nothing to do with him.
I don't know. I really don't care.
You don't care. Ooh, Lord. Okay. There's so much more I want to ask, but
what
I think I'm.
Because
here's the other one I was going to ask you. There was a scene I saw where there was another girl who, I think it's her man, is it? I don't know his name. It starts with the M, and they went on a boys' trip, and you asked her if he was cheating. It was almost like you were insinuating because he hung out with Martell, he could be cheating too.
So I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about Kimmy and Maurice, probably,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So that scene where we had a like table sitting at a restaurant
mm-hmm,
somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Cause y'all were eating now. That's what I do love about the show. Y'all was sitting.
Yeah. I told them from the beginning for this season, I said, I'm gonna tell you one thing I'm gonna do, two things I'm gonna do. I'm gonna eat this season and I'm gonna ask questions.
You were eating, girl. You were like,
they
were
showing.
Yeah, you were. You didn't even stop. But I loved it. But y'all were eating it, but you insinuated because her man hung out with Martell, he could be cheating.
So
too.
That wasn't my necessarily insinuation. My point was, right?
Because you made me think about this. Let me tell you what you made me think.
What am I saying?
My husband hangs out with his boys, right? Now, there's one of them I ain't so much of a fan of, because I think he kind of the dirty dog, right?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of going, well, I don't want my husband. I hate the word don't, because that's a negative. I want to take that out of my vocabulary, okay. By the way. But anyway, but I'm going, I'm not wanting my husband to hang with this dude then. If he's so much out there and wilding out and cheating, that's not somebody I want my husband.
Well, let me ask you this. What? Do you think your husband would have a problem if you was hanging with a hoe?
Normally, he don't know that I mean, I hang with hoes now. Bro, they quiet hoes. You know, we got quiet hoe friends now. Stop it.
I don't
Melody,
know.
You know, you know you got a friend that some of y'all know. She a little shady with her actions. She don't tell you, but you know. And you know her past.
Actually, no, my best friend, actually, she's been celibate for about 2 years.
Damn, you got good best friends. I got some best friends. I'd be like, ooh, I can't wait to write a book on them bitches. They got some stories.
I don't have those kind of friends.
Really?
No, so that's, I wasn't expecting
But here's the other thing.
Well, I was expecting her to say, girl, no, he wouldn't like that. She like, girl, I am hanging with her. Come on.
Because he doesn't know.
No, matter of fact, let me tell you this. I was testing my PR. I put it on my story earlier. I was testing my PR about coming, doing press.
Uh-huh.
And you know autocorrect is a beast, right?
Yeah.
And so I was texting her and I was trying to say, I would rather go ahead and get all their press done today. Honestly, it said, I would rather go ahead and get all their press today done today. Whole salty. It's on my story. Dang on all the whole salty.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well, I do. I have some reformed hoe friends.
What?
They're married now.
They're reformed. That's good, right?
You see why I looked at the camera? I went,
They're married now.
I could have been one of them. No, I'm joking. Got a pass, girl. I got a pass. I do. Before you go, let's talk about this. One of the things I love to do, and I gave you your flowers as soon as you sat down.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there someone you want to give your flowers, give flowers to? You know what I mean? Because, you know, nowadays it's important while they're here on the planet, let's Absolutely. Tell them who they are, whether they're famous, whether they're somebody in your life. Is there anybody you want to give, you know, some flowers to?
Absolutely. Can I name more than one?
Name okay. them. Everybody.
So I would love to give flowers to all of my Mellometers.
I love it.
Which are my super supporters. Mm-hmm. You know, I can honestly say that they're, especially in the beginning when I was first coming into TV mm-hmm. and I was willing to be transparent mm-hmm. and put everything out mm-hmm. there. I know that their prayers and positive energy that I was getting so much love mm-hmm. and I could feel that, you know what I mean? And it kept my spirits lifted. So I have to give them their flowers.
Oh, nice.
Have to give my manager, Dawn Michelle, her flowers nice. Because she wouldn't let me stop. Mm-hmm. Even with everything I was going through, she was like, come on, we got to go.
Yeah,
she kept booking me for stuff. She kept making me get up and keep moving.
Love that.
So
love
that definitely helped me continue to see the light
yep.
at the end of the tunnel. And last but definitely not least, my mother.
Yep, I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah,
my mother
has been not overstepping, of course, but supportive in my decisions. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just, hey, whatever you need, I'm here. Whatever decision you make, I get text messages from her randomly saying, I'm so proud of you. I'm nice. So proud of the woman nice. You are. I'm so proud of the mother that you are. So, you know, I can say that I have an amazing circle of people in my life that God has put in my life. He removed a lot of people mm-hmm. from my life. Mm-hmm. And that was tough, but I knew, I understood,
right.
you know, what it was, the clearing of energies. And so, you know, the people who are here, I'm
appreciative and thankful. What's your mom's name? Shout her out right now.
Vanessa.
There she is. There it is. Give her flowers. I love
Absolutely.
That. Well, thank you so much. And again, everybody, watch the show, pick up the book, mm-hmm. the lipstick,
the masterclass.
Skincare. I want to learn from you because I don't know how you do it. That's a lot of stuff to juggle, but you're doing it. And I applaud you on that.
And I'm very hands-on.
So I love it. I can tell.
I can't help it.
I love it. Well, congrats to everything. Everybody, I'm going to take the master class. I'm going to have to do that because I want to learn.
Come on.
I really, really do. And I want to learn how you do
it. The next one is August 8th.
Okay. Oh, August 8th. All right. I love it. Melody Holt, thank you so much for stopping by Dee Dee's Dope Podcast. I appreciate it. All right.
What's the tea? What's the vibe? What's the hype? Yeah, we live. Talk a little this, a little bit of that. A little bit of love, a little bit of ratchet. That's Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. Go Dee Dee. You a bad bitch, you a savage. Making money is a habit.
Get the bag,